Hello, Jim.
What? I'm sorry, between the delay between what I'm saying.
Oh, it's so terrible hearing myself.
It's probably.
What, you don't like your own voice on the radio?
Well, my voice is okay, but at 1 a.m. it tends to be less coherent than I'd like.
Where are you, East Coast, U.S.?
I'm in the small town of Bow, New Hampshire.
Bow?
Yes, it's just south of Concord. It's a town of about 7,000.
The real question is, what's New Hampshire?
We are the kingmakers of presidential politics.
Ah, yes.
The live free or die state.
Just making a joke. That was very good to have Jigmik join in.
Yeah, I was pleased. The audio quality in general was pretty okay.
Well, you were Skyping him, right?
Yeah, I Skyped out to him.
Yeah, so the Skype was really good.
Yeah, Skype has just worked better than all of the other messengers I've tried.
For voice? Or
for voice, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And there's also a new vSkype plugin that lets you do video chat and also desktop sharing, which might be useful for some kind of teaching stuff.
Yeah.
I did as soon as you contacted me on Skype, I did a quick lookup on you and saw that you're quite involved in the Dalai Lama Foundation, is it?
Yeah, somewhat.
You're the man?
No, I'm the CTO.
Ah, okay.
I'm the geek.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. What the foundation is fairly new. It's 3 years old. It's still in a startup phase. And what I do is to do basically information technology support both for the foundation's mission and for other organizations that we work with. And the most interesting thing we did recently, and the reason that I met Jigmik, was that a group of us, including Thupten Samdup, Sam, who was the founder of the Canada-Tibet Committee, went to Dharamsala and had meetings on March 7th, 8th, and 9th, I believe. I may not have the dates right. And we had a historic meeting there where we brought together about, actually it was Jigme and it was Dorje, who's the new director of the Tibet Computer Resource Center, the TCRC. We're able to get a whole bunch of organizations to join together in a group meeting in Dharamsala for the first time ever to discuss their own individual IT needs and the ways that they might cooperate. So we did that, and Jigme joined us for that. We were really happy to have him there. And this group, the Dharamsala Information Technology Group, or DITG, that was formed, which I believe, Jeff, you were just added recently to the... No, I guess you were added quite a while ago.
I've been lurking for a couple of weeks, yes.
Yeah, you were lurking. Well, 2 weeks is fairly recent, so that's good. Anyway, that group is the email manifestation of the continuing DITG.
And okay.
They are currently... I say we and they because DITG is really local.
Yes, hello.
But there's a world component to it in that there are a whole bunch of us out here who support what they're doing.
Okay, but the core is kind of in Dharamsala, and then there's a bunch of people all over who...
The point is to basically create a way that people can locally use each other's expertise and share expertise and to learn from local resources.
So what kind of projects are you working on?
And then to export questions when they need help from somewhere else. Well, right now what they're looking at primarily is putting in their basic need right now is to have more servers to experiment with. And by that we mean either VMware or just some servers that they can afford to bring up, let's say, Linux and fool around with it and make mistakes and let the server go down and just reinstall and bring it back up and experiment and learn that way. So there's kind of a focus right now on, and I'm not personally doing anything on this, but lots of local people are helping them understand how to install Linux and how to be a sysadmin on a Linux system.
And is the biggest challenge of it the training or the hardware?
I mean,
do they have enough hardware or?
No, that's the short suit, as you might say, if you're a card player.
Okay.
They do need more hardware. And Dorje just sent us a note a few weeks ago asking whether we could help find some hardware. So you know, we haven't really sent out a call for help yet, but I was going to talk to him later in the day and see whether we should do that. They need some hardware, and there are local people, and then there are also volunteers that come in. you know, who will work with them on that setup.
Yeah, because, I mean, the tech savvy really isn't in short supply. I guess it's just connecting it with the people that need to learn what they need to.
I'm sorry, I missed the part of the sentence.
I was just saying that if the hardware is the missing link, because there's a lot of tech savvy people out there, but I guess you also have to, you know, hook them up with the people that need to learn the stuff.
Yes, and that's the function of the DITG, really, is to hook people together. Because without that kind of interconnection, what would happen is one organization would gain the expertise and not necessarily share it with another because they didn't know they needed it.
Right.
So we opened that up with the, and we're very grateful for the help of the locals that helped us with it. The director of DIIR, and also Samdong Rinpoche, and we got very, very good support for this effort.
Had you all discussed at all kind of content production? I mean, be it webcasting or websites or things like that?
Well, you know that that's Jigme's task there.
Right.
That's really his task, and I know, I mean, I learned a lot just by listening to what he was saying. I was aware that they were going to have DSL there, but I was unaware that they had anything in quite this fast. We thought it would be maybe fourth quarter.
So you were there a month ago?
We were there March 9th.
Oh, March 9th, okay. So a few months ago.
So about 3 months now. But the thing that's interesting is that we were told when we were there that the entire bandwidth into Dharamsala is 2 megabits.
For the whole town?
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to run on a, they had like a router set up in Lower Dharamsala, and that served all of Kanki and Upper McLeod Ganj. I don't know what the system is at this point, but it was like that a couple of times.
It sounded pretty bad. I mean, that's essentially a T1, bidirectional T1. You know, they certainly have more than that for telephone capabilities, because the T1 doesn't carry enough telephone conversations to make a drop in the bucket. But at any rate, they obviously, to put in DSL, they've improved the connectivity.
Huh. And I didn't realize what, you know, when he was talking about the uplink, that the maximum uplink is 16K. That's tough.
Right, and I don't know why that is, and I don't know what the downlink speed is. I wasn't tracking what he was saying there. That's when we were fixing the pasta.
Ah. Yeah, I mean, it sounded like the downlink speed was pretty good. Do you remember what it was, Chaim?
No, I don't, but...
It sounded pretty fast, but
it was worthwhile, yeah.
Yeah, but a 16K uplink makes it pretty tough to do live webcasting.
He was also saying that he's working on, he wants to, you know, run a physical line from DIR to the temple so that then they can then utilize the satellite.
Let me mention the
uplink on the satellite, I think he said, was 64.
Ah.
Let me mention additional things about that. There is a guy in Bogsu, which is uphill from McLeod Ganj.
Uh-huh.
A guy named Yahel, who has put together a wireless mesh that covers a great part of the upper Dharamsala area, and he's had some trouble keeping the nodes in it up and operational, but when it is operational, it provides a huge broad bandwidth local capability, and the DITG people have been playing with that, working with it, helping put up the repeaters and do other things, but I don't know what its current status is.
And I was emailing with James Walker recently, and he mentioned Yahel also, that he was sort of saying how great Skype was. So that would lead me to believe that with his wireless network, Skype is much more doable.
Well, I've used Skype with Yahel.
You have? How did it sound?
Well, it's pretty good. Now, I think I'm not telling stories out of school here, but Yahel's connection in those days to the internet was via GPRS. And he had a whole internet cafe in Bogsu that was using GPRS for its connection. So it was kind of a tight connection. And Skype was okay for us sometimes, and other times it wasn't so good.
Hmm.
Mostly we used it for IM.
Right.
The other thing I want to mention is that the Green Hotel, which you guys talked about.
Yes.
When we were there in March, their connection was, I believe, 64K bidirectional. And we asked whether it was ISDN, and the answer was no, it was broadband, so it's something other than ISDN.
No, it actually is ISDN, but they prefer not to say that they'd prefer to say it's broadband because they think that it'll help their business.
Yeah, but it's 64K bidirectional, isn't it?
See, I'm also speaking from like a year and a half ago, so there is a chance they could have changed, but they were advertising broadband when it was ISDN.
But so I also heard that they were planning to put broadband in this weekend.
Well, that I don't know. In March, we talked with the guy that owns the operation, and I'm sorry I don't remember his name. Very nice guy, but he was always very busy ringing up on the cash register.
Yeah, that's him.
Because they were cramming 25 or 30 computers through one 64K channel. And the place is just loaded all the time. It's very busy.
Well, I had already suggested the possibility of exchanging some webcasting hosting in exchange for carrot cake, but we'll see.
The chocolate swirls used to be good.
I think everybody there is just dying for DSL. It's going to make a big change, you know, if it happens and gets out into the community quickly.
I think one of the main problems that we'll run into there too, though, is the Indians, you know, the service that the Indians provide that area, whether it be electricity, telephone lines, whatever it is, we're always the first ones to get shut off. And, you know, telephone, even ISDN, I mean, not ISDN, sorry, the STD calls, it's always a headache, you know. The internet's always getting dropped, the line's always breaking, there's always something, you know, negative going on. And from what I understand through Indian political friends there is that, you know, we're the bottom of the totem pole.
I just want to mention, I see that someone else has recently joined us from India listening in. If it's someone new, I just wanted to mention that you can join us in the World Bridges chat room if you click on the chat room on the main page of World Bridges. Or if you've got a nice internet connection, you can try Skyping us at World Bridges.
Jeff, there's a chance that's Tenem that just came on. I know he's in the chat room now, and I know he's trying to set up to listen, but I'm not sure if he succeeded or not.
Well, someone's been on for 4 minutes and 49 seconds from India, so...
Okay.
If it is Tenem, let's...
Tenem, if it is you, Tenem, let us know in the chat room.
Yeah. So when are you going back to Dharamsala, Jim?
Well, currently I actually have just a couple of days ago a meeting was set up for October 5th, but not with the DITG group. So we had planned actually for quite a while to be back in September or October, and we've asked, and in fact the local people in Dharamsala are preparing a priority list of things that they would like to have somebody come in and work on with them. So we're going to take a look at that priority list when we get it and see if we can find some experts who'd like to go over and do, let's say, two-day workshops. And maybe we can also get some hardware in there, too, at the same time. So September or October is very likely.
Because, I mean, I've also wondered about using this kind of technology for training. I mean, it's, of course, great. It's much better if someone can actually get there and do the hands-on training. But just using this for tech support. But, again, it would require, you know, being able to successfully Skype.
Yeah, and that's the biggest issue. I mean, it was very clear to us immediately. I mean, before we got to Dharamsala, we had a day in New Delhi with Yahel Ben David, and we talked with Yahel about what was going on. It was very, very clear to us, well, even before New Delhi, that bandwidth is the issue in Dharamsala. It's just the issue. And there are things that you could take local. You could put a lot of support things local, but their connection with the outside world is what's really, really critical in terms of you know, providing more support for the locals and also expanding horizons and also helping bridge them. I'm looking at World Bridges here, but helping bridge the community in McLeod Ganj and Dharamsala with the rest of the Tibetan exile community around the world.
And I was just looking at red7.com, and this is kind of what you do for your day job also, yes? Is provide tech consulting?
Yeah, or maybe that's my night job, I don't know. I don't know which one's day and which night.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm sitting up in the mountains of the Sierras, you know, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and I don't know which job I'm doing. So I'm doing the Dalai Lama's job, whatever that is.
Does DITG have a website?
They don't, but, you know, you're in on the group, and anybody who supports the aims of the group can email Dorji and presumably be added to that group.
Right. Is it something that is not... particularly, I mean, you guys aren't really interested in going public as much as just sort of keeping an internal discussion?
I'm not sure that there is a public face for it or a need for a public
face.
You might think of one, but I'm not sure what it would be. Again, because of the connectivity, we were most concerned with making sure that everyone was talking locally. And we were just so happy that the local officials were able to get all this participation. We had about a dozen organizations, many of whom the people knew each other, but they had just really never talked Turkey, you know?
I just wanted to let us know that Jigme's back.
Oh, good.
I guess his meeting's finished.
Great. Well, and I'm going to sign out of the Skype part of this, and I may leave the IM running for a while, but... I'm going to sign out of that because it's running a little late, and I wasn't anticipating doing this anyway. So.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us, and look forward to continuing sometime, and we'll talk to you soon. I think we're going to wrap up pretty soon ourselves.
Okay, well, I just wanted to support what you're doing. I mean, it's always good to try a new technology, and it's fantastic that Jigme and some other people were able to get on it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm sure it's going to take us a while to figure out how to put the pieces together, but it's fun to try.
Okay, so long, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Bye-bye.